This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, we head to Iowa and visit with dairy producer Dan Ventiker as we talk robotics. Dan gives us a little bit of background about his operation and why he chose to invest in robots.
We're located in northeast Iowa. We're an hour north of Cedar Rapids. I farm on 50% ownership with my brother. We own Honey Creek Dairy together. That's the name of our township where our farm is located. We have three Lely A5 robots milking 187 Holstein cows today. We were also the first farm in Iowa to install a Lely Vector. 1 month later, in January 7th of 2020, we fired up three robots.
So the big question is, why invest in robots?
My dad's been getting up there in age. For us, it was labor, family time, and we wanted to continue to make progress and make movements forward in the dairy industry. And we just felt this was a really great way to do that. And we had an opportunity for having a freestall barn that has served us very faithfully for the last 20 years. We've been able to get great cow comfort out of it. We were able to add on to that 110 cow freestall barn very, very successfully. So that was a huge crunch out of our budget that, you know, it took pressure off of that for us. So that's our biggest motivation for why we went to robots was family, time, labor. We wanted to, again, move forward in the industry and advance our cow comfort and advance our lifestyles.
So comparing production and labor, the bottom line before and after robotic milking?
We never really had much for a hired workforce before we had robots. We did have to hire people whenever one of us was going to be gone. I serve on the local school board. Every time I had to be gone for an evening, we had to find those hired help. So for us, the amount of labor we saved per year was probably $7,000 or $8,000. So not a significant amount. But where we look at labor is, you know, we want to make sure that as few people as possible can handle the most cows as possible. My dad, my brother, and I are kind of the main operators of the operation. My dad really focuses on calves and just kind of getting other odds and ends done. But there's been several times when out of the three of us, two of us have been gone, and one guy can easily handle the whole operation, including feeding the heifers, the calves, everything.
The big decision is to choose whether or not to go with robotic milking. But after that, then the big decision is, what kind of robot do you choose? There's a lot of make and models out there.
Yeah. So our barn design, like I said earlier, it was a retrofit. So when we do a retrofit, right, our hands are kind of tied for the most part, if we can do guided flow or free flow. So that kind of leads me into Lely. And why we chose them was, for us, it's just a dealer presence in the area. I'm literally 12 miles from the dealer. And Lely also, for them as a company, pushed the free flow concept. So being the retrofit, we were kind of committed to a free flow with the retrofit, and they were convinced it was going to work. That's really what pushed us just to go that direction, and it has worked well for us so far.
So as you wrap up the conversation of robotics, advice for the dairy producer out there who's thinking about perhaps making the switch to robotic milking?
I think these guys just got to get out, see the farms, get comfortable with whatever brand they want to go with, make sure they have a good dealer in the area. And like the retrofit, a lot of people are scared to do that. But if you have a good dealer, they have experience, I would not be scared to try to make that possibility happen. You know, realistically, you look at building costs, even if you had to plan your budget 1 or 2 pounds of milk less, that's less debt you have to go into. So I wouldn't be afraid to look at all the options. I don't think you have to do what your neighbor does. And you know, if he built all new and you have a retrofit, well, it doesn't mean you have to do that. And if he built a retrofit and you want to go do all new, you can do that. But make sure that, you know, you're seeing these farms, you're talking to your dealer, and make sure whatever you're doing is something they're comfortable with. If they're not comfortable doing a retrofit, obviously you got to take that into consideration. So it's all about the communication between the farms you want to see, what you want to try, and who your dealer is.
Some great comments from Edgewood, Iowa dairy producer Dan Ventiker. And you can hear those comments in its entirety on a recent Dairy Signal webcast at pdpw.org. Our thanks to the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin for today's sponsorship of Producer Tuesday.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.